You're listening to Esperance's 747 Triple M. My name is Sean and I've been taking you around the radio this morning. And right now, I want to talk about sneezing. When it comes to me, I'm a very unique sneezer. Basically, no two sneezers are alike. So I can do a silent sneeze, I can do a muffled sneeze, sometimes I hold it in, and sometimes I just let it all go. But apparently sneezing can actually be quite dangerous. I have Dr. April Armstrong on the line. She's a GP from Kalgoorlie and the founder of Business for Doctors. And April, is sneezing actually dangerous? Is this true?
That is absolutely true. There's been some recent presentations of patients to emergency departments with quite severe injuries from sneezing.
Let's talk through these injuries. I want to hear these.
Well, recently there was the emergency in the UK where a gentleman had actually ruptured his esophagus from a stifled sneeze. So actually putting his hand over his nose and mouth when he was having obviously a very large sneeze, and the pressures that have built up inside have actually ruptured his esophagus.
And what happens when you rupture your esophagus? Does it bleed or...?
Yeah, no, so you get a pocket of air that forms under the skin and you end up with this sort of crepitus or cellophane type crunching under the skin as the air bubbles are actually in the neck and around under the skin.
Wow. And talk me through sneezing whiplash.
Oh, this is a really interesting one. I think this is more positional. So for someone who's just standing or sitting in their normal position, that's probably unlikely unless it was a really huge sneeze. But if you were kind of bent over and you snapped your head back like you're in a sort of a car accident, and then you had the force of gravity pulling your head back down, you could easily damage those ligaments and tendons in the C-spine.
Wow. So you've got to be a bit careful, I suppose.
You do. And actually, we say now that stifling a sneeze is not the right thing to do. The medical way, I guess, that I would recommend sneezing would be to have a tissue at hand, pop the tissue over the face, but don't cover the face or nose fully. Let the sneeze out. Or if you're in public where there's a lot of people around and you don't have a tissue, just in the crook of your arm, just putting your head down so that those air droplets and water droplets travelling at nearly 100 kilometres an hour don't spray all over the people in the room.
Yeah, I think that's advisable for sure. Thank you so much, Dr. April Armstrong, rather. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
That was Dr. April Armstrong. She's a GP from Kalgoorlie and the founder of Business for Doctors. Next time you sneeze, you may want to think twice. You've been listening to Triple M.